Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. We go out to the fan hotline presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for gas. And we welcome in our friend, Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. First, Ray, I saw this on Facebook yesterday, and here was the audio from it.
The drive to right, hit deep, and clear the deck, blimey!
There it is! Paul Fittipaldo with a big bomb yesterday.
And it was at PNC Park.
Yes.
So, yeah, Greg Brown on the call, of course, yeah.
Uh-huh. You were at your son's tournament there, Buttermaker, and I did see on Facebook, opening the day with a bang, your son hit just a big tater. That is true, correct?
Correct, yeah. It's like the old MasterCard commercial, overpriced hotel, overpriced tournament, overpriced $5 gasoline. First home run priceless.
Yeah, there you go. There we go. Did they check his bat, by the way?
No Sammy Sosa corked bat, so he's all good.
Well, congratulations. I'm sure a proud parent moment for Ray and Karen Fittipaldo, who are jumping up and down. Ray played it cool. Ray was like, wasn't far enough. Anyway, to the matters at hand, certainly the Pittsburgh Steelers, as you're on vacation, you've been kind of tuned in. Larry Ogunjobi, your thoughts on this? You have to take a flyer, I guess, on a guy in a one-year deal, a guy that can help you in the run game, especially stopping the run game. And I don't see any negatives in it, Ray.
Yeah, I mean, the only negative would be that, the foot injury continues to be an issue. If Larry Ogunjobi is healthy, and I didn't see the terms of the deal last night. I don't know if that came out later last night or this morning. But, if you got him for, like, I don't know, $4 or $5 million a year on a one-year deal, I think it's great news. I don't know that it necessarily impacts Isaiah Loudermilk. I think it might impact Chris Wormley more. We'll see how this goes. I think Ogunjobi's going to be great in sub-packages. Career high 7 sacks last year. I think they'll let him loose on second and long, third and long. And then, this allows you to bring along a guy like Loudermilk a little more slowly. You don't have to give him a starting position early on if you don't want to. And, I think it's great all around. You know, it's unfortunate for the Bears that they couldn't get their guy in March, but apparently – he's healed to the point now that the Steelers are willing to take a chance on him.
You started to allude there, Ray, to what it will look like when they're out of base defense and they're in their sub-packages, which they're in more than base anyway most of the time. What do you think that means for Ogunjobi, and will he stay on the field in some of those situations?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Ogunjobi, he's going to play probably after Cam Hayward. I would expect Alualu and Ogunjobi to see the second and third most snaps among those defensive linemen. And then, Loudermilk, of course, is probably going to be a base defense guy, at least early on. And then, we'll see how Wormley does. I don't think this is great news for Wormley. I know he's coming off a career year. I know he added some weight so he could improve in the running game. But anytime you go out and make a move like this for an established guy who's, sort of the same type of player, that's probably not great news for Wormley. But, hey, more competition, the better, right? We'll see who rises to the top. And, I think Ogunjobi is going to be a very nice addition to this defense. I think probably more so in the sub packages, but we'll have to wait to see how that unfolds.
You didn't mention DeMarvin Leal there, Ray Fittipaldo. Do you think that this means it's a redshirt year for him?
Yeah, well, he's going to be on the 53-man roster because you can't hide a third-round pick. So that's going to make it interesting. That's, you know, when you get down, no one wants to count numbers on June 22nd, but they very rarely keep more than six defensive linemen. I think there's probably been times where they've kept seven, but if you just go down the list now, let's say Ogunjobi, Alulu, and Hayward are your starters. Then you got Leal, you got Wormley, and then you got to find a sixth guy. And you know, there's a lot of guys like Carlos Davis and Henry Mondu and
Montrevious Adams in there too.
And Montrevious Adams, yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be very interesting to see how they play that. You know, the expanded practice squad roles will probably help guys like Mondu and Davis. You know, they could probably stash those types of guys. I'm not sure if Adams would be eligible. He might even be eligible for that. So, competition is going to be really, really good on the defensive line in August. And I think that's good. You got a young and new offensive line going up against a new defensive line in camp. I think it's going to be a very interesting summer up at St. Vincent.
Duncan is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. So it went like that, Ray. Hit deep, I guess.
And man.
Yes. So you were shaking. Were you shaking like a milk jug full of pennies, Ray? Were you that excited?
No, there's actually, like, my wife did a video. She caught it on video, too, but the one I posted was on the GoPro. So I was relatively calm. Like, the thing is, like, he hit the top of the fence, like, three or four times the last couple of years. So finally he got it out of the way. So that was good.
Just got it out of the way. It's a formality. Yeah. We know. I mean, come on. Big bopper there. All right, who's going to wear the green dot for the Steelers? I've made a case where I think that, and it's atypical, it doesn't happen a lot, but why not make a Fitzpatrick?
Well, usually you want the guy in the middle of the defense who's going to be closer to the line of scrimmage so he can communicate both with the D-line and with the back end. So,
well, now that Brian Flores is involved, Minkah Fitzpatrick may have his hand in the dirt.
Well, yeah, I have a feeling before Minkah signed that deal that he and his agent got some assurances that it wasn't going to be the way it was in Miami.
But who is going to wear the green dot, do you think?
I mean, listen, if you have like a linebacker, like a Miles Jack, who would also always be in on sub, that's the perfect way to do it. The issue the Steelers have had the last couple of years is they haven't had that surefire guy in the middle, to do everything. So I suppose there's a way that, you know, you could have, a nickel or somebody like that who would be able to do that job. That, I mean, there's a reason the inside linebackers do it. I think that just makes it easier communication-wise. Now, what we did see consistently under Butler is we always heard, well, we missed a call here. You know, we didn't get that communicated. Maybe there is a better way to do it. But, you know, traditionally with the Steelers, it's always been an inside backer. So I'm not saying it can't be a safety or anything like that, but those guys up front have to know what's going on too. So that's I think that's why the line of communication is as it is. At least with the Steelers.
Well, and if we're talking about somebody who's going to remain on the field for all three downs, which inside backer is it then, Ray?
I'm going to lean Miles Jack right now, but, listen, they're going to want to give Devin Bush an opportunity to prove that he can do it, but Miles Jack is making $16 million over 2 years, probably a little bit more commitment to him right now than there is to Devin Bush, who, you know, they're just playing out the final year of his deal. So I'm not saying Devin can't be that guy, but I would be surprised if Miles Jack doesn't get that first shot early in the season.
With Alualu and Tuitt out last year, do you buy into that being one of the reasons why Devin Bush was as ineffective as he was, Ray? And do you think with them supplementing the D-line that may be able to help a guy like Devin Bush?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that'll help the entire defense because I think even though they still led the league in sacks last season, which is kind of it's kind of unbelievable when you think about it, the way how bad they were in run defense. But I do think that. I think when you keep your inside linebackers clean, those guys are able to run free. I think it's really, really important when you have smaller inside linebackers like Devin Bush. Even when he came out of Michigan, he wasn't a guy who was going to go up and do the traditional shed. He was going to run inside guys. He was going to run outside guys. I think with Alulu healthy, I think he's the most important part. Ogunjobi, he's 6'3", 300. He's not a monster inside. He'll be fine as a run defender, I think. But Alulu is the key. We said it in the past. If Alulu goes down, I still don't know what they're going to do. I suppose Ogunjobi has some flexibility where he also could slide in to play nose. But I've said it before. They have so much invested in this defense, and yet it seems to me that the season hinges on a 35-year-old defensive tackle who's coming off a major ankle injury. So I hope that's not the case. I hope Tyson can stay healthy. If he does, I think they could be really good again. But, again, that's a lot to put on a 35-year-old coming off an injury.
Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Hit us there. Ray, we've talked a ton. We've gone back and forth. We even did our caller-driven segment, Midweek Morning Mouth Off, just a moment ago on this. So I'll ask you just straight up, is Chase Claypool a diva?
I don't know. I mean, I guess
you're not in the I don't know business. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to hem and haw about it. But it seems like he's trending in that direction. But, I mean, those comments he made, I don't have any issue with that. Like, to me, the issue for me is it has nothing to do with Chase. It's like, how does a guy like Chase Claypool end up on a podcast like that? Like, why is he on that podcast instead of some other quote-unquote star? So, I mean, you guys know how this business works. They probably, those guys on that podcast probably have the same agent, and, they want Chase's name out there. I mean, I don't have any issue with what he said. Listen, if he turns out to be a top three receiver, that'd be great for the Steelers, right? They'll have a terrific player for two more years. But, I think Chase can be a good player, but I think he really took a step back last season. He really has to take a big step forward this year if that Steelers offense is going to be any better than it was last year.
Ray, did you get a chance, speaking of podcasts, did you get a chance to watch yet The Pivot with an episode with Mike Tomlin that came out yesterday?
I didn't sit down and listen to the entire 90 minutes, but I did read the snippets about, his recruitment of Brian Flores and, some of the relationship stuff with AB, there was some new stuff in there. I mean, about how everyone on the coaching staff sort of took turns babysitting his youngest when he was a rookie and stuff. I mean, some of that stuff was pretty interesting, as was the Flores stuff. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of like Mike Tomlin on the record saying off the record stuff, which is pretty cool. He doesn't really do that with us, but, good for Ryan Clark and those guys. They got one of the more interesting head coaches in the league to open up a bit. And I thought, some of what he said was really good.
Do you think it gave a glimpse too, Ray, into just how much differently players look at him than maybe fans do, especially players who've played for him versus fans of the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, I think that's why the Steelers have, other than what happened with Ingram last year, they're an organization that, free agents want to come play for, rookies coming into the league. When you get drafted by the Steelers, they know they're coming into a good situation, and that's not the case in a lot of other places around the league. And I think that's why you see a lot of guys explore free agency, go to other teams, and then they end up back here because they know that it's a really good situation. So, yeah, Mike's been a player's coach. Really, since he got this job, you got to bring the hammer down sometimes. But I think he's done a pretty good job of being a guy that players want to play for. And I think as we go forward, as the TV revenue goes up and the salary cap expands, that's going to be a positive. You're still going to be a build through the draft type of an organization, but when you did add pieces in free agency, the to sort of help along the way, especially now without a franchise quarterback for the time being, I think that's going to be big.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.